You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Investors, employees, suppliers, and more are keeping a close eye on the Ford Glass House in Dearborn. They're watching to see what CEO Jim Hackett will do to respond to a plethora of problems. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us. Daniel, you and I talked last week about the challenges Ford faces. Now, give us a quick recap to get everybody on the same page.
Well, the quick recap is that the only place they're really making money is in North America on the strength of their F-Series pickups and their SUVs. They're getting out of the car business in North America, as has been previously discussed. But in other parts of the world, from Asia Pacific to South America to Europe, Ford is losing money at a time when the industry is doing very well. And the global economy is in those areas is in pretty good shape. Certainly in the United States it is. So it's somewhat anomalous here is that Ford is in the soup, as we say, while other people continue to make money. They are clearly focusing their restructuring efforts on their biggest problems, which financially speaking would be South America and Europe. They had a European turnaround that was gaining some traction a few years ago. They say it's really been knocked off a course by Brexit in the UK because they don't build cars. Even though they're the market leader in the UK and have been for what feels like forever, they don't build any vehicles in the UK. They build them in continental Europe. And so you then have a currency and translation effect as you're bringing product back across the English Channel. And that's really knocked their business in the UK and in Europe for a loop. The other thing they're really focused on is their product development organization. CEO Jim Hackett told me last week, he says, you know, the problem is not the factory floor. You're never going to hear that come out of my mouth. The problem is in processes and what he calls the design of the business, i.e. the way we do business, the way we develop product, the way we interface between marketing, sales, and the people who are developing those products. He's trying to get the engineers a lot closer to the marketplace so that they're able to make decisions and get a lot more intelligence, if you will, from the market. This is a drawn-out process. I think a lot of people are clamoring for a big bang. Tell us what you're going to do.
Especially investors.
Exactly. Tell us what you're going to do and tell us now. Mm-hmm. Tell us soon. I think the bias there, at least now, is we're going to roll this out over time. We're going to tell you how we're going to do this in pieces. There are constituencies associated with every action that they would take, whether they are unions or communities or governments of whole countries that have a vested interest in what Ford does, because they are, as is typically the case, major automakers are major employers in the markets where they operate. So I think Ford is sensitive to that and wants to do this in a kind of measured way. And that's not necessarily sitting well with your average investor or certainly the high-powered analysts on Wall Street who are clamoring for action. Now, there are people who believe that Ford will shrink as a result of this, shrink in terms of size, but will actually grow the business. That's really what they're trying to do. Whether they're able to do that or not remains to be seen. I think the final point I think needs to be made here is, let's remember, Ford is the company that didn't go through bankruptcy almost 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was very proud and proudly says, we didn't take the money. That's true, they didn't. But they also weren't forced to do some things in bankruptcy that General Motors and what is now Fiat Chrysler did do, and they are better positioned competitively. General Motors has about 20,000 fewer employees worldwide than Ford, but it sells and books higher revenue on an annual basis and sells more vehicles around the world.
And Hackett and his team have been promising big changes are coming. This fitness plan, and history has taught us, fitness means belt tightening means cost cutting, and we've seen cost cutting mean layoffs.
Well, that's right. And the thing that's interesting is in the reporting we're doing very actively right now, the indications we're getting is that job cuts are more likely to be focused outside the United States, predominantly in those two areas I mentioned, South America and Europe, much less so in China, which is number two market for Ford worldwide, and in the United States. A lot of observers who look at the situation when you have to cut up to $25 billion in costs over the next 5 years, that you can't get there without cutting people. Hank the Deuce famously said that cost is what comes into your office on 2 feet. And I think this is something that they're coming to grips with at Ford. And they're really tamping down expectations that this is going to really hit North America, that it's going to hit other parts of the world. But I think we have to be honest with ourselves and say that remains to be seen.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Daniel, thank you.
Thank you.